Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. In response to an evacuation notice issued to certain Murphy Dome area subdivisions early Sunday morning, the Red Cross of Alaska has set up an evacuation shelter at Randy Smith Middle School to help Fairbanks residents displaced by the Shovel Creek fire burning north of Fairbanks. Even with increased crews attacking the blaze, the Shovel Creek fire expanded, spreading east into Blueberry Creek and south toward Murphy Creek. The blaze has grown to approximately 5,500 acres and has 550 personnel fighting it. Residents of the Martin and Perfect Perch subdivisions were instructed early Sunday morning to evacuate as soon as possible. Many of those residents did go to Randy Smith Middle School. Shane Jones is Red Cross Far North and Interior Disaster Program Manager. Jones told the Daily Newsminer early Sunday that about 23 residents came to the shelter in the early morning hours. In other fire updates, the Nugget Creek Fire is still burning in the Chena River State Recreation Area. And it's at a total of 1,688 acres. The 150-acre Rainbow 2 fire is holding steady without significant growth near Delta Junction. 20 firefighters are assigned to the Ixgiza fire, which is most recently listed at 17 acres. That fire is south of the Tanana River, 20 miles southeast of Manly Hot Springs. And finally, the Foraker fire is still burning in Denali National Park and Preserve. It's 22 miles southeast of Kantishna. Five firefighters are working to protect several structures near that fire. A Yukon Quest musher has been fined because one of his dogs tested positive for a banned drug. A release from the Quest says a urine test found that a dog in the team of 2019 Quest finisher Brian Wilmshurst of Dawson City came back positive for norketamine, a metabolite of the anesthesia drug ketamine. The Quest says small amounts of the drug were found, possibly derived from tainted dog food. It says mushers are ultimately responsible for their dogs and that the Quest board decided to penalize Wilmshurst $3,200, which is the sum of his 13th place prize money. Wilmshurst did not reply to a request for comment. And in other mushing news, the Iditarod Trail Committee has a new CEO. A release from the Iditarod Trail Committee board says Rob Urbach will take over the job this month. Urbach is from Colorado and has long been involved in sports marketing and organization, including 6 years heading up the USA Triathlon. Urbach does not have any mushing experience, but a release from the Iditarod's board president says Urbach, quote, embraces our vision of an Iditarod that is committed to the priority of canine care both on and off the trail. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Gary Black.